He was a pauper. He worked 37 years and 7 months.
He was a pauper?
He pumped water for the trains. He ran the water tank there at Peterman. 37 years, I think it was 37 years and 7 months. I think that's right. I've got his diplomas and all over there, but I believe I'm right there. And he could really write.
I'd like to see that
file. Oh, well, I tell you, you know, when I went to get my Medicare card, I had to carry the Bible. And that man told me, Mr. from Andalusia, he's the head of the Social Security and the Medicare. And he says, who did this writing? I says, my daddy. And you said he was 93? I said, yeah. I said, he wasn't 93 when he done the writing. I said, it was when we children, as every one of us was born, you know, he put it in the Bible. And he says, well, that beats me. Oh, he could beat that man in writing all to pieces. Of course, I know this man's really got a good education to have the job he's got. And he says, I'd just love for everybody to see this handwriting. I says, well, it's pretty. It's really pretty. And he wrote with a goose feather, goose quill, they called it. Quill, that's right, goose quill. And he didn't have no fountain pen or anything, but he dipped that goose quill in that ink and write. Now that's in my Bible. It's good, it's really good. But now Mama, she couldn't read and write. She could read, but she couldn't write.
Tell me about your mother's parents.
My mother's parents, well now, her mother was born right around the ridge over there somewhere. She was born in Monroe County, but now where her daddy was born, I don't know. She was a my mother was a and her mother was a before she married. So now, and that's just as far as I can go.
Do you know whether your grandparents had any education?
No, I don't think so. I wouldn't think so. Now, I remember Grandma real well, but I never did see Grandpa.
What sort of work did they do?
They didn't. They didn't.
They farmed?
They might have farmed, but that was before my time.
Do you know about your father's parents, where they were born? Did you ever meet them?
I never did see neither one of them. My granddaddy died in the war, you know. I reckon that was the Civil War. He died down here at Fort Morgan. You know where Fort Morgan's at, don't you? It's out of Mobile, Fort Morgan, down in there. He never was brought home. And he starved to death. Well, they didn't starve to death. He was so hungry, you know, they couldn't get enough to eat. And Papa said that he found where they'd been throwing old collards over to hogs and said he got over in there and eat just a square bait of them old collard stems. He was so hungry and it killed him. He'd take collar and died.
Do you know anything about